Welcome in, everybody. This is Lance McCullers Jr.
And I'm Carlos Correa. Welcome to the Walkout Podcast.
Welcome for episode number 2. We're hitting the UFC 249 recap today.
Hold on, Lance. What? First things first, brother. Where is my money, brother? You owe me big time. Where is my money?
You know, I can maybe get my checkbook or something like that.
ISF straight cash, bro. Straight hundreds. Don't give me ones. Give me five. It's straight hundreds.
I was prepared for this. I knew, you know, we've had friendly bets going back and forth ever since we started watching fights. And I was on the losing end last night.
Ooh, it feels good to win, guys. 500. Let's go. But you know what? I'm going to take this money.
That's Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers on the Walkout. And Carlos is joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Carlos, what's up?
How you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
How you like doing the Walkout?
Oh, I enjoy it. We love the sport of MMA, combat sports in general. And, you know, during this quarantine, we were thinking about doing something. You know, it's been super boring without baseball. And with our normal lives right now. So besides doing the Walkout Podcast and talking about MMA, and it's been great, actually. We've been getting some great feedback. We got some great contacts in the UFC. We've been talking to a lot of the fighters. So it's been definitely a different but a great experience.
Yeah. Hopefully Danielle is not listening here and you talk about how boring it's been. But Let's talk a little. So you had Gaethje. You knew he was going to win that fight. Why did you think he was going to win?
For me, it was an easy pick. When I pick a fighter before the fights, or if I'm going to bet Lance, I make sure that I study and I do my homework. And so I go back and watch the last 5 fights from each fighter. And I noticed that Ferguson was not fighting the best guys in the division. None of them were top 5 in the division. He was getting tagged. He was getting hit easily, getting hit at will, losing first rounds against these guys. And then I look at Gaethje, what he did to these same guys, and he was just knocking these guys out cold in the first round, which told me that Gaethje was a superior fighter. So when Ferguson was going to fight somebody at the same level as his, it was going to be too much for him.
Yeah. Well, but Ferguson's been great too now. I mean, for Gaethje to walk in and do what he did that night was spectacular. What do you think about – now, I don't think that anybody's going to make a living fighting Khabib, but what do you think about – I mean, too soon, and it looks like it could be this summer even. Who do you got in that one?
That fight is easy money for Khabib. Gaethje has a lot of holes on his grappling, and if you have holes in your grappling, then you're going to have a tough night with Khabib. Gaethje has only thrown 2 head kicks in his whole career. Those were – on Saturday night against Ferguson around the 4th or 5th round. He was just having fun, so he was trying some new stuff. So every time he's going to throw a kick, Khabib's going to recognize he's going to be to the leg, so he's going to catch those leg kicks. He's going to trip him. It's going to be a long night on the mat for him.
Carlos Correa with us here. He's going to make you some – I think Khabib's going to be a big favorite, though, anyway, right?
Yeah, he should be 300 at least favorite.
What did you think of Cejudo retiring right after?
I think that he has some unfinished business, man. I think he can go for 145. I think he can go for a third belt. They have a great champion there on Volkanovski. But I think Cejudo being a 2-division champion, being an Olympic gold medalist, which is probably his biggest accomplishment because it's not an easy thing to do. He's going to put up a good fight against Volkanovski, man, on paper. It's a great matchup. So I don't see why he doesn't go for 145, for the 145 belt after fighting Dominic Cruz, who's 5'8", and the featherweight champion, who's Volkanovski, is 5'6". So I think he should go for that one. I think he has some unfinished business. So it's just that Dana has to give him some 7 figures, man. The guy's a 2-weight division champion. He's been knocking everybody out, the greatest this force has ever seen. So I think he should just get paid and he'll come back.
Carlos Correa with us here talking MMA. In another life, you want to be an MMA fighter?
In another life, I would have been an MMA coach. I don't know of a fighter, man. It's too much of a sacrifice. I don't want to get hit in the face. You see what happened to Ferguson, man. You want to be a fighter until you see that, man. You know, people get punished in there and they sacrifice their lives. So that's why I respect what they do. But, you know, the fights are tough, but the training camps are probably even tougher, man. Ferguson said he's been working out. He started his training camp in December for Khabib, man. And, you know, cutting weight twice in 1 month. I mean, it's really tough, man.
Yeah, you picked the right sport, I think. Yeah.
Baseball. Yeah. We're fine with baseball right now.
Yeah. Guaranteed money. Yeah. All you don't get hit in the face. How big a degenerate are you? Are you watching this card tonight on ESPN Plus?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You best bet. I watch every fight. I haven't missed one since I started watching UFC in the mid-2000s when Anderson Silva was in the middle of that 16-fight winning streak. I don't think I've missed any fights, man.
Well, that's the question. If you are, you know, your job means you're working on Saturday nights a lot of the times. So how does that work? Do you avoid spoilers and have it recorded and go back to the hotel or home and watch them? Or you get the updates while the game's going on?
Yeah, so usually when I am in the West Coast is when I have problem watching the fights. When I'm in Houston, when we're home, by the time I get home, I still get a chance to watch the main event at least. But when I'm on the West Coast, it's tough, man. It's tough. So I just have to rewatch it.
They need to put it on in the locker room so you guys can all watch it together. Right?
No, man. When we're in the middle of the season, we're locked in. There's nothing that's going to distract us from the main goal. Not even MMA. As much as I love it, when I'm playing baseball, it's time to kill out there.
So, what, you got any winners for tonight? Give me a winner so I could bet it.
Yeah, Anthony Smith to win that fight, even though Glover Teixeira has been great. He was undefeated last year on 3 fights. He's 41, though. Anthony Smith is 31. And he's number 3 in the light heavyweight division. So I think he should win that fight. It will be a good fight to watch, but it would not be anything like Ferguson and Gaethje. So don't get your hopes up on that, but it will still be a solid fight.
So Anthony Smith's the bet tonight?
Yeah, Anthony Smith is going to win tonight.
All right, Anthony Smith. Is any other good, Rothwell, any Hernandez, any other good fights on there you like?
Rothwell is fighting OSP.
Yeah.
Man, I haven't done my homework on that one, but on the podcast, I picked Rothwell because OSP is a light heavyweight, and it's the first time he goes up, and Rothwell weighs like 260, 6'4", 260, super heavy with a big power uppercut. So I picked him just because of that, but I wouldn't bet on that one.
No, just Anthony Smith, that's the play. And we got Carlos Correa with us here on ESPN 97.5. So what are you doing? Okay, so you go with the William Morris Agency. Well, first of all, is this something that you want to do? You're with the William Morris Agency, which doesn't have – you're the first athlete that they've had. So is that a plan for you and your future that you want to get into the entertainment business when it's all said and done?
You know, right now I'm focused on baseball. This is my passion. This is what I love. This is what I do. And this is the sport I play. But eventually, you know, it gets to the point for every athlete that you hit 35 and you start thinking of the future. For some athletes, it might be too late at that point. You know what I mean? So I'm just right now, especially during this quarantine, I'm just working on building my brand, especially in the MMA community, because, you know, that's one thing that I love also besides baseball. So whenever, you know, who knows, whenever I retire, I could be a commentator or work with the UFC or, you know, travel with them to this fight. So that's something that definitely interests me in the future. But right now it's baseball 24/7. Obviously in the quarantine, I've had time to do more, but hopefully baseball start back up soon, maybe next month, maybe in 2 months, and we're back on track on playing and focusing on baseball 24/7.
Yeah, you said, and I agreed with you, how are you going to quarantine, you know, 30 teams with 25 guys plus all the man and everything else, keep everybody away from their families. That just didn't sound like a plan. What do you think of this plan where you guys just play the AL West and the NL West and you 82 games and then we'll have seven playoff teams from each league? What do you think of this one?
And whatever, right now at this point, whatever works, we'll do. We were just looking for the best option, and being away from our families, quarantine was not the best option at all. So right now we're evaluating this new proposal, and you know we want to get to play as soon as possible. So if that's the best option that we got, then you know we're gonna go out there and play. But obviously we want to be protected. We want to be safe. We want to be able to be healthy because you know it's not only about us; it's about our families and the people around us. So, you know, when the time is right and everything seems safe, then we'll get back to baseball and bring the fans more fun.
Carlos Correa with us here on ESPN 97.5, talking some baseball. How about healthy? You mentioned healthy, and one of the things that you got to do is stay healthy. And I know you've got some different guys that you're working out with now. What are you focusing on so that you have a healthy baseball season?
Yeah, I've been working on everything, man. My core stability, make sure I'm strong and balanced. Taking care of my body, man, eating right, getting my rest. Things that I didn't know back then that I know now that I wish I knew a couple of years back. But just taking care of my body as a whole, man. Right now I'm healthy. I feel great. I felt amazing during spring training. So, you know, I hated that the coronavirus decided to come in and do this to us. So right now we've just been staying in shape. I've been working out pretty much every single day, and you know I'm right now in the gym. I'm about to work out too. So I've been feeling really good, man. I've been feeling really good, and I can't wait for the season to start.
How about that? You're gonna play maybe playing in front of nobody. How weird! You're gonna be able to hear the manager talking to the pitcher from the mound, right? You're going to be able to – I mean, it's going to be – it'll be like every day is a spring training game with nobody there.
Yeah, definitely it's going to be different. We're used to playing with fans and feel the atmosphere. That is always great, especially when you hit a home run at home. Everybody's cheering when you hit a home run on the road with two outs and two strikes, and everybody just gets quiet all of a sudden. That's a fun in baseball, man. But if it's what it takes for us to get back to playing baseball and bring some fun to all the people out there that love the sport, then we'll do that, man. And we'll bring our A game and we'll play with the same passion and we'll try to win every game.
Who's going to be ahead of who with all this time off, the pitchers or the hitters?
I think the hitters, because the pitchers need time to build up. And if we're going to have a short spring training, then it might be a problem for some pitchers, man, because they need the most time to build up and get in shape, especially with their arms, man.
Yeah, and hey, this might be an advantage for you guys with Verlander with his injury. He was going to miss some time, and now he won't miss any time. And a shorter season for older guys like Greinke and Verlander may be a big advantage for you guys.
Yeah, if you look at it that way, yeah, it's huge that we get to have Verlander on opening day, whenever that is. And, it totally makes sense. It totally makes sense on that point of view.
Yeah. You guys are still one of the team. We were just talking about your contract. You're going to be up after next year. Verlander's up after next year. Greinke's up after next year. This could look like – I mean, this is a run that you guys have got to go on over these next 2 years with everybody in place.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our goal is, you know, to win – another championship. We got two more years as a team, the team that we have right now as a whole. And, you know, we know that we got to go out there and perform this year and perform next year and try to win one, two championships. But that's definitely the goal, man. We want to win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we'll let you go work out. We appreciate your time, man. It was good talking some MMA. It's called The Walkout. You can find it on Apple. You can find it at your Instagram page, The Walkout. Just listen, great MMA stuff with Lance and Carlos there. And we appreciate your time, man. Thanks for coming on.
No, thank you. Thank you for talking about the walk-up podcast. I enjoy that. And on the second episode that we just released, we have interviews with Henry Cejudo that just fought on Saturday, and Ariel Helwani and Michael Carter-Williams, who's an NBA player. So it was a fun episode, man. You guys should check it out.
Hey, do me a favor, though, before you go. You're about to work out. Make sure that Fox lifts some weights. He's weak. And
he's weak, man, isn't he?
And his golf game sucks. So maybe you get build up some strength, so he'll be a better golfer.
He calls himself the best athlete of all time. he actually sucks at every sport he plays.
He's terrible. That is a joke.
He is.
Carlos, we appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
All right. There's Carlos Correa right here on ESPN 97.5.